Hello, this is Tony Heller from RealClimateScience.com, setting the record straight about history. The New York Times says it is racist to call COVID-19 the Wuhan flu. They tell us that it's not important to know where the virus originated. But COVID-19 isn't the first virus from Wuhan. On September 27, 1996, the New York Times reported, "New flu strain is out. A much more dangerous strain of the flu virus than those seen last year will be circulating this flu season," federal health officials said today. The Taipei Wuhan virus, which can lead to deadly complications in the elderly, is the most dangerous of three viruses expected around the nation. The National Center for Infectious Diseases said, "The more viruses like Wuhan, the more people die." So apparently in 1996, the New York Times thought it was important to know where a virus originated. My sister lived in Wuhan during the 1980s, and at the time they had about 3 million people. Now they have about 11 million. It's impressive how one city in China, with a tiny percentage of the world's population, has managed to produce two major epidemics in the last 25 years. Other newspapers in 1996 simply called it the Wuhan flu. If the elderly or others who are chronically ill get the harsh Wuhan strain, they are more likely to get pneumonia or other life-threatening illnesses. And in 1996, the CDC warned that the Wuhan flu was a threat to nursing homes. Now let's compare that to the 2020 Wuhan flu, when Democratic governors were sending sick patients into nursing homes. But apparently Dr. Fauci was too busy this year trying to lock down the general population to tell Governors Cuomo and Whitmer not to infect their nursing homes. Now let's look in a little more detail at the 2020 Wuhan flu. Experts tell us that the Wuhan virus is different from a regular flu because it destroys the lungs and spreads into other organs. But if we go back to 2009, we can see that the H1N1 flu did exactly the same thing. This is how it was described in the National Post on July 8, 2009. Life-threatening, starts like regular flu, then lungs stop functioning. As the number of cases climb, H1N1 is showing signs that it can move outside the respiratory tract to other parts of the body, something regular flu viruses normally do not do. CDC estimated that as many as 575,000 people died from the H1N1 pandemic in 2009. That is comparable to the number of deaths from COVID-19, but there was a big difference. In 2009, the H1N1 flu killed mostly younger people. 80% of the virus-related deaths were estimated to have occurred in people under 65 years of age. This is very different from COVID-19, where the average age of death is over 80 years old. The reason the H1N1 pandemic was most deadly for younger people was because they didn't have immunity from previous H1N1 epidemics. The H1N1 pandemic in 2009 killed about the same number of people globally, and mostly people of working age. So why didn't we lock down in 2009? It would have made more sense to lock down in 2009 than in 2020, because in 2009 it was the younger population which was dying from the disease. There was good reason to be concerned about the H1N1 virus. The 1918 pandemic killed 50 million people worldwide and about 675,000 people in the United States. About one-third of the world's population got infected with the 1918 H1N1 flu. Let's go back and look at the 2009 H1N1 pandemic again. This picture shows a worker at the Wuhan virus lab working on the H1N1 flu virus. That name Wuhan seems to keep popping up. In 2018, the U.S. State Department raised concerns over safety issues at the Wuhan research lab studying coronaviruses in animals like bats. A U.S. delegation led by Jameson Faust, Consul General in Wuhan, and Rick Switzer, the Beijing Embassy's Counselor of Environment, Science, Technology, and Health, visited the Wuhan Level 4 Biosafety Lab multiple times from January to March 2018. They voiced concern over a lack of safety protocols and the biosafety of the lab's research on coronavirus in animals like bats, and warned that if cautionary steps weren't taken, the lab's research could spark a SARS-like outbreak. This was the same Wuhan virus lab which the Obama administration and Dr. Fauci sent hundreds of thousands of dollars to study bat viruses. But pay no attention to the Wuhan bat virus lab. The World Health Organization says that somebody ate a bat in Wuhan and that's what sparked the epidemic. They must have some very bad bats in Wuhan because they keep creating new versions of the Wuhan flu. I'm sure it's just a coincidence that this has happened multiple times in Wuhan. And definitely don't be a racist like the New York Times was in 1996 when they called it the Wuhan virus. Visit Toto on the web at realclimatescience.com. He's been pulling back the curtain on junk science and propaganda for a long time.